The hedgers are the glory of these small fields, wrote the novelist John McGarren of his native Leitrim, full of mice and insects and small birds. In their branches, the wild woodbine and the dog rose give off a deep fragrance in summer evenings. Ireland's hedgerows host a rich ecosystem, but upwards of 3,000 kilometres are removed every year. That's according to a group of stakeholders, including Antashka, the Irish Wildlife Trust and the Federation of Irish Beekeepers, which is calling on the state to move immediately to protect our hedgerows from destruction. Alan Moore of Hedgerows Ireland has been telling us about their concerns.
I think that the vital role played by hedgerows in the Irish landscape is increasingly being recognised not just by scientists and environmentalists and the general public, but also the vast majority of farmers who are aware of the many services provided by our hedgerow corridors, including, of course, massive carbon storage, huge pollinator and wildlife reservoir. Two-thirds of our native birds nest or feed in hedgerows. But also things like flood and soil protection and shelter and shade and landscape definition and beauty. All these things are increasingly being recognised. So what prompted our protest movement is the ongoing removal of upwards of 3,000 kilometres of hedgerows annually, which is an enormous figure. And its official one is based on the EPA and a more recent Monaghan study. So that in Tipperary, where our Hedgerows Ireland group started, it's no coincidence that we started in this county, which unfortunately is something of a hotspot for hedgerow removal. And there's an increasing phenomenon that we are recognising, a pattern where often large investment companies are buying up large tracts of land and pursuing a short-term, unsustainable form of agriculture. Again, facilitated by the current rules around hedgerow removal, which we're trying to change.
Those rules are what?
The rules are extraordinary. It's allowed to take out up to half a kilometre of hedgerow without any environmental assessment or scrutiny. And unfortunately, what's happening is that not only are those regulations being exploited to the full by a very small minority of landowners, but also in a double whammy, Brian, the new cap farm subsidy payments, which have just been signed off, have missed a wonderful opportunity to reward landowners for their existing hedgerows. Because it's increasingly recognised that whatever about planting new hedgerows, the existing ones are a massive resource that is being underutilised. And we hoped, and many other groups lobbied the Department of Agriculture to get the farm subsidy payments to reward good quality, tall, wide, healthy hedgerows.
So you can remove up to half a kilometre of hedgerow without getting permission. Above that, though, you do have to get permission. And what's the pattern there in terms of either applications being refused or accepted?
Well, our research has shown that the pattern there is very worrying also, that upwards of 95% of applications are approved by the department. The level of oversight and assessment that is carried out would raise questions with us in terms of the quality of those assessments. So you have a system that is not fit for purpose, both in the way that it's configured and in the way that it's being carried out.
For our environment, what are the implications of this? You know, significant removal of hedgerows. What does it mean for our biodiversity, for plant and animal life?
For us to try to meet our biodiversity and climate goals, hedgerows are a fantastic asset potentially. But the reverse, if we lose them, we are increasing the risk of species loss of bees, of our wildlife population, bird species becoming extinct, but also the change in our landscape beyond recognition, that so many of our supporters bring us really sad stories of how their local landscape is changing before their very eyes. So that what makes Ireland beautiful and our network of hedgerows is the envy of much of the world is being steadily and gradually nibbled away at.
And that's Alan Moore of Hedgerow Ireland.